Namu by obviously the greatest band, even though they hung up their, what's that sports saying? Yeah, that's why I live for the experts. Anyway, that was Pareropo Namu by Maimoa. On the line with us, we have Taylor Johnson, as promised. Obviously, we usually have her on Monday, but this is a very, very busy person, and we're lucky to have them on. But she's our regular sports commentator. Tēnā koe, Taylor. Kei te pē here.
Oh, I think I can hear you, ho, but I guess I'm Kate Defy because I'm talking to you now.
Yeah, we're raging now. We're up. Both of us are up. But when the mics are off, hey, we'll just have a little nap. Nah. Hey, it was a big weekend. And you know, I don't know if you heard, but I played a bit of a Waiata previously. It was Summer V. I don't know. I'm pretty sure you know Summer V, but she's Caitlin Vahakolo's sister. Mm. So I thought, well, let's stay on the theme and let's start with the Opiki games. That's still going, yeah?
Yeah, so Opiki semi-finals are this weekend. Obviously, it's been a really short and sweet competition, but the skill level, you know, every single weekend has been getting better and better. And, I mean, I'm looking forward to the semi-finals this weekend. They're going to be on Sunday as well, so, you know, usually the games are on Saturday. So make sure you're watching. And they're both at North Harbour Stadium too. So if you are in Tamaki Makaurau, I think tickets are like as cheap as $5. You can watch, you know, two games back-to-back at North Harbour Stadium and support the women. But, yeah, I mean, the Chiefs manawa, I know I always bang on about the Chiefs men and ladies, but, I mean, when you're undefeated, you got to give them credit. So I think like the Chiefs are up against the Hurricanes and in the last semi-final of the day, but the Blues up against Matatu, which are the South Island team. So I think Opiki's been awesome riding off the back of the World Cup, and there's heaps of women's sport happening as well. You know, obviously we've got the netball too. So yeah, good weekend for it coming up.
I'm definitely excited for that, and there's no doubt, you know, really good energy from Tāne Mā, even though I know we shouldn't focus too much on the gender thing, but I'm still excited and happy about the fact that they've been received well by Tāne, which are the ones who watch the most, I guess, sports, but I'll leave that to you again, expert over there. Now, it was a big weekend, the weekend that just went, and so Blues game. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, there was obviously lots of rugby every weekend. The Blues got a good win over the Hurricanes, so they bounced back from the Brumbies loss. But I think the biggest talking point from the weekend was the Crusaders losing to the Fijian Drua over the weekend, which was huge. Over in Fiji, you know, everyone's like, oh, well, the Crusaders centre second string team, well, they still have plenty of All Blacks playing, you know, like they had the best locking combo in the world playing and things like that. So, I mean, that was awesome. But yeah, good work from the Blues this weekend as well. I mean, like this weekend's another big game because they're playing the Crusaders at home at Eden Park in their first home game of the year. So that'll be huge. It's a replay of last year's final, and obviously the Crusaders coming off the back of a loss will not be a happy camper. So that'll be a real good game to watch too. And then the Chiefs, I mean, they had a good win over the Highlanders, who played better than what they have been playing. So yeah, it was another good weekend of rugby. And then yeah, the league on as well. I know, like last week too, and I was talking about, is it too early to say, is this our year after the first win? And
too early,
then we got a loss. It was too early. But hey, like, you know, how the NRL season is so long, you know, only second game in. And, you know, it was a bit heartbreaking to see people like Reece Walsh ripping up for other, you know, ripping up for the Broncos, even though he was at the Warriors. But yeah, we'll hold our breath for this weekend's Warriors game.
It is a tough one. I mean, I don't know much, but I do know when I see people who do support the Warriors and how heartbroken they are when their team just don't succeed, as you would with any team. But the Warriors definitely, too soon there, Taylor. But Kei Te Pai will wait for this weekend. You know, you were talking about an exciting week for sports. And I just wanted to talk about the Breakers. So tomorrow is the deciding game, yeah?
Yeah, game five. I mean, they did so well. It was such an electric atmosphere at the at the stadium for the Breakers game. And it went right down to the wire too, which is what you want to see, you know, in a basketball final series. You don't want to see hidings unless it's your team, because we got a couple hidings from the Sydney Kings. But, oh, it was so good to see that now there's, you know, we're going to a game five in the basketball series. It was interesting too, like the head coach of the Sydney Kings stormed out of the press conference because he wasn't happy with the officiating of the game and, you know, blaming the whole ref situation. So one thing I love about basketball is there's always drama off and on the court, and so there's always that added level of interest. So, look, I really hope the Breakers can go all the way. You know, they've been, you know, close to wooden spoon as the past few years. So to have that massive turnaround they've had is awesome, and I really hope they get the win. And it's crazy, right, looking at people like Tom Abercrombie, who was, like, literally playing in the team when I was in my first year of high school, and that was, like, 15 years ago. So to see him still playing and, like, still ripping up and getting the most steals in the comp's, like, history on a finals game is pretty cool.
You know, you were talking about players, and it just made me think about what do you think has changed to create a successful round this time for the Breakers?
With the Breakers, the new coach has been able to do has been outstanding, and I think, you know, because they were obviously based in Australia because of, you know, the past few years, you know, similar to the Warriors having to stay over there and come back and forth, and it does take a toll on you. Like, you know, whānau is so important. You know, you take your athletes away from their families and they aren't going to perform to their best because they're, you know, too busy worried about their kids or, you know, their parents, their siblings, all that stuff. So I think now that they're home and they're happy, they're just accelerating. So I think, you know, being around your whānau makes such a big difference.
Now, netball, what's happening in that scene?
Oh, well, it's another interesting one, isn't it? Because there's been some real somethings in that tournament. Like last night, the poor Southern Steel just got absolutely dealt to by the Northern Stars. Like the score was 74-40, and I think the Southern Steel, they lost, obviously, George Fisher, who was their prime shooter. I mean, Northern Mystics are looking the goods as well. You look at the likes of Phoenix Cutica and Sulu Fitzpatrick in that defensive circle. Like, I like half the time I don't think Phoenix is human. The way, like, her elevation and her jumps, I'm watching in such awe. Like the netballers have been great, but it's such a, I think it's not really a close comp this year. You've got like the standouts and like the Stars and the Mystics, but everyone else is kind of, yeah, hasn't really stood up yet. Obviously, the Pulse are looking good too. But yeah, it's going to be, I think, an all-Auckland affair when it comes to the final with the Mystics and the Stars. But we're still early in the season. But what it's looking like at the moment is definitely the two Auckland teams going to smash it.
It's exciting. You know, every time we have a quarter with you, I go, you know what, I'm going to invest in our New Zealand teams and really back our teams like a good blinging New Zealander would. And that only after I talk to you, but that fades. We might have need to have some regular quarter with you so I can better support. But I'm definitely going to be watching the Breakers tomorrow. I would love to stay and chat and have a quarter about the Black Caps win. However, I will leave it for another time. But thanks for having a quarter with us, Taylor. Really awesome having a quarter with you.